It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the show, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Nick Cale out today, taking care of some sick kiddos. Munson producing back there. Terry Criss coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll talk Preds victory 4-0 last night. Pekka Rinne pitches his 56th career shutout as the Preds win 4-0 over Minnesota. Back on the ice tomorrow night, pregame at 5 o'clock against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And just because Nick Cale's out does not mean the gambling talk stops. We talk gambling even when Nick's not around.
What? Do we?
Absolutely we do. I love watching these point spreads move, and even though I'm not a gambler. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us here on the program. Welcome to the show, Lee. How are you, sir?
Doing well. I'm actually going to hit the road. Don't go out too many weekends during college football. Sit at home in the man cave with my three TVs and watch games. But I have a bunch of friends in Kansas City, so I'm going to be flying tonight to Kansas City. Checking out the Oklahoma-Kansas State game Saturday in Manhattan. And then Sunday night, Kansas City and Green Bay.
Oklahoma lay the points. Kansas State can't score.
Yeah.
Lee, let's go LSU Auburn though, because this is probably the biggest game of the weekend in college football across the board. Auburn put up like 4.5 yards per play against Florida. LSU put up like 10 yards per play against Florida. What do you like in the battle of the Tigers?
Here's what's also overlooked. You know, everyone talks about Auburn's run defense and their defensive line, but they're ranked 12th in the country. LSU's actually higher ranked. They have the number 10 run defense in the country, allowing just 93 yards per game, 2.87 yards per carry. If Auburn becomes one-dimensional and they fall behind by, let's say, 10 or more points, Bo Nix, who is mistake-prone, I just think he's just too green at reading defenses. You saw what happened against Florida through three interceptions in that game. And the LSU defense loves the secondary to jump routes, and they're so athletic. So that could be a problem. I think Auburn's got to control the ball, and they can't score when they score on like a couple plays. They got to move the sticks, and then they also maybe have to hit on a trick play or two. The pressure, I think, is on them here. They fall behind, and the series host 8-2 against the spread. Give me some LSU Tigers here, 38, over the Auburn Tigers, 24.
Oh, wow. The South Carolina-UT game. Now, UT played Alabama somewhat, they played them somewhat good, considering all the factors. Tua wasn't playing. South Carolina's coming off a big victory, but then a loss last week to Florida. Is the game... Because it's -4. Is it because of the way UT played last week against Alabama, or is it more so how South Carolina played against Florida?
I think it's a combination. Mm-hmm. So what happens is when you have a team like South Carolina, you know, the expectations were there. You know, after the big upset, you know, can they maybe pull out a win at home against Florida and have a chance to go to the SEC championship game? The crowd's pumped up. They're right there in the game. It's 24-20. They're losing with 8 minutes to go. I think the score was misleading, 38-27 the final. They played pretty well, just didn't hit on the big plays. And the fact that Tennessee is not there. So, and then also their quarterback, Brian Moore, he looks like will not play in this game. So they'll go with Giarratano. And South Carolina is one of those teams, when the pressure is off, that's when they do their best work. When the pressure's on them, they just don't seem to perform here. Tennessee has the number 124th offense here out of 130 teams, and South Carolina's running backs, Feaster and Doubter, that'll do a nice job. 949 yards combined and 8 touchdowns here. Series visitor, this is an incredible stat here. 18-4 against the spread here. I'm going to take South Carolina. I think they win this game here 28-20.
Wow, and that would make Tennessee 0-8 all time against Will Muschamp. Let's go to the NFL. Lee Sterling joining us here. My Green Bay Packers, as a shareholder, a game you're going to be at, of course. My Green Bay Packers.
What's the share worth right now?
I want to say it's about $300 and something, but really it's just a piece of paper. You can't sell it for anything.
Okay.
Basically, I helped them build their north end zone upgrades, and that's about it. Packers and the Chiefs, obviously a marquee matchup. No, it doesn't look like Mahomes is going to play, obviously, so that takes a little luster off of it. What do you like about this one?
He did practice the last 2 days, but I really don't think there's any chance he plays in this game. Line's down to 3.5. I think the public is going to play the home dog here. I think it could spell mistake here. Their nose tackle, Xavier Williams, put on the IR. Chris Jones is a game-time decision. And Matt Moore, who will start at quarterback, was here for the Dolphins for 7 years, and I've seen his act before. He didn't even play in the NFL last year. He was a scout for the Dolphins. Got some problems throwing the ball down the field. He loves to push it downfield. He'll hit on a few plays, but he has trouble with the safety. He has trouble reading the safety sometimes, and he'll throw some interceptions also. So he'll hit on a few plays, but not enough. And right now, Green Bay's offense clicking on all cylinders, even running the ball well, and much improved on defense at all three levels. They're really developing players. Give me Green Bay 30-20.
Now, here in Nashville, Titans, Tampa, Titans are -2.5. Is this a situation where if this was in Tampa, this would be a pick 'em? Because it's too close.
Probably be what they do is they give the home field 3 points generally. So you would probably see Tampa is probably maybe a 3 to 3.5 point favorite. So I think the line is short here. I think Ryan Tannehill is their guy. It looks like for probably the next minimum 3 or 4 games, they're going to see how it plays out. The sample size is small, but he's averaging 9 and 10.8 yards per pass attempt. In the two games he's played in, that's impressive here. Even if you look at the stats, Tampa Bay's run defense, NFL's best run defense, but they're vulnerable to passes down the field, and that's what Ryan Tannehill likes to throw. He likes to use the seven-step drop back, and I think it's a battle of matchups, and I think Tennessee's going to hit on a couple big plays and to either the tight end or the receivers here, and Tampa Bay in close games just not getting it done here. So could have been a marquee matchup of the 2015 draft here with Winston against Marcus Mariota, but not the case. Still, Tennessee's the right side, 27-20.
Real quickly on a game, and I'm not asking for a pick on this game. I'm just curious about the line because I see lines and I'm always fascinated by Vegas's psychology versus the common fan. The common fan in college football right now looks at Jim Harbaugh in Michigan and goes, oh, Jim Harbaugh sucks. Nick Cale, our co-host, hates Jim Harbaugh because he's an Alabama fan. Jim Harbaugh's actually pretty good. But Vegas is giving a lot of respect to Michigan right now, and that's because Vegas knows that Michigan is not nearly as bad as sort of the common public, right?
Yeah, and I think they're coming around. You know, if you just judge the first half of last week's game, this line would be Notre Dame 3, 3.5. But, you know, they stared defeat right in its eyes, and they had a chance to take that game to overtime. They were a dropped pass in the end zone away from going to overtime. So that's really impressive on the road, the way they came back. And they looked like they were composed. It wasn't like it was a fluke. They dominated the last quarter and a half of play. So I think they're definitely on the right track. And not a game I'm giving my clients, but I think Michigan's probably the right side. I think they win this game here probably 26-23.
Just always interesting how Vegas views things differently than the casual fan, that's for sure.
Well, they view things a little differently, and then also on top of that, they just want half the money on one side, half on the other.
Yep. Lee, what you got for everybody this weekend?
Well, they want to get involved with Paramount Sports. Got a game of the week, Indianapolis and Denver. Just call 800-400-9741. And the first time ever, I've never done this before, I'm going to give away my top five plays for free. I'm not pulling your leg. There's no strings attached. If someone calls my office and leaves their email address, we'll email them the game. So I know there's a lot of people that, you know, have been listening to the segment, have heard me here and said, okay, you know, I'm almost about ready to do it. I'm going to give them 5 games. I know I can win for them, and I know if I win for them, they're going to want to come with me for the rest of college football and the NFL. We're not even at the halfway pole. And then we got 42 bowl games this year, NFL playoffs and Super Bowl. So Just call right now, 800-400-9741. Give anyone who calls top five college games for free. They don't have to call back tomorrow to get them. We'll email them to you immediately. So just give us your email. Call right now, 800-400-9741.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Thank you so much, man. Best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Lee Sterling there.
That was mind-blowing, man.
Never done this before.
You
know what? It's pretty impressive he comes up with one of those like every week.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
Me either.
I don't know how Kale does it. And Maccababe and his heterosexual life partner, Ricky. I don't know.
They're gamblers,
I don't
man.
Know how they do it, man. It's just... It's too much stress in life.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah, it's just too much. Going.
That's like, why
I
got to
pay attention all the time.
Yeah, that's why you just randomly pick over and under. Exactly. Coming up at 9:30 today. Terry Crisp going to join us as well, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get back into the Preds' big win, 4-0 last night over the Minnesota Wild. However, before we do that, I want to remind you guys about Xfinity. Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now we can get it. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year, which is about what it's going to cost to repair my stinking side view mirror, and your wireless bill from Xfinity Mobile will go down. And until October 27th, you can get even $250 more cash back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, and awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigs of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/save big. That's Xfinity.com/save big. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19, so act now. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rate supply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Preds win last night. Pekka with another shutout. We'll get to that when we come back. Morning Drive.
Now ripped over to Austin Watson on the left wing board. He gives it back to Ellis. And onto the right side. Backhanded out by Yossi. Brought into the zone. Going to be a penalty call here. Delay penalty. But they score! Johansson goes out to Arvidsson. Arvidsson in across the line. Down the right side. And a shot and a score by Yarncroke. Cali Yarncroke puts it away. And the Predators score in the last minute of the second period to make it 2-0. Now Smith with the feed for Bonino. Bonino to center, down the left wing ahead of Grimaldi. Grimaldi goes down to play it behind the net, right wing corner. Bonino, half wall, right in front for Smith, he scores. Craig Smith got the right place at the right time. 3-0 Nashville. Here is Suter towards Zucker. Stopped at the line by Ekholm. Sending in Colton Sissons. Sissons, the backhander, he scores! Colton Sissons starts the traffic jam in front of Wendy's. Time runs out on this one as Pekka Rinne has his 56th career shutout, his fifth against Minnesota. Predators win it 4-0.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Predators win 4-0, as you heard there from the great Pete Weber. Hall of Famer Pete Weber. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here. Munson producing. Just one word. One word, Munson. Kale not with us today. Taking care of some sick kiddos. Pekka Rinne, 26 saves, 56th shutout of his career. Now 6-0-1 on the season. Derek, I know you're about to ask me, where does that rank amongst starts to the season for Predators goaltenders, right?
Well.
You're about to ask me that.
Where does it rank?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Derek.
I have no idea.
It is second all time. It's the number two best start by a Preds goaltender in the history of the franchise. Thomas Vokoun started 7-0-1 in 05-06, so he just needs one more win to have the greatest start to a season of a Predators goaltender ever. Thanks for asking, Derek.
I had no idea.
That is a very astute observation by you.
Yes, I had no idea.
Good job there. Preds now 6-3-1, back on the ice tomorrow at Tampa Bay. Pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. Their defense was atrocious. It's a beer game. They won 4-0. Mm-hmm. Offense was great. You know, the two notes though to try to like, you know, I like to bring everybody down. You know, I'm negative
down,
Nancy here.
Down,
they were atrocious defensively in the first half, in the first period, and Peter Laviolette talked about it yesterday. Clearly, the defense is not where they want it to be. They're giving up way too many high danger chances. That's a concern for this team. But they rebounded, took care of business in the second and third period against a bad team. Now, my concern is against a really good team like a Tampa potentially. What does that look like when you are not very good in the first period? Well, good teams will take advantage of that. So that is something to be concerned with. Also, Matt Duchene, I believe, left the game yesterday with an unknown injury, of course, because Peter Laviolette is the most, like, he's like the most clandestine injury coach in the entire NHL. Mm-hmm. They reveal less about their injuries than any team in the NHL. It's very Russian spy-ish of him, but... something to keep an eye on with Forsberg.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was skating yesterday in morning skate by himself. Didn't play, of course, and then sort of you've got Matt Duchene leaving yesterday with a minor injury. So we'll find out whatever we can find out about that. Chase McCabe, by the way, did not use Cali Yarncroke's nickname in this interview. So kudos to Chase McCabe. Cali Yarncroke scored in the second period yesterday, and our very own McCabe caught up with Cali Yarncroke last night after the game.
Let's start with your goaltender tonight. His fifth shutout in his career over the Minnesota Wild, 56 overall. Obviously feels pretty good to have him back there.
Yeah, he was outstanding today. I think he's been unbelievable every game he played this season, and you know, he's just great back there.
And then for you, you've fit well with the Johansson line and working with Victor and Ryan. You score again tonight. It seems like that chemistry is really working for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we played that great for the last couple of games. I think we can do more, but you know, at least we've been getting a couple of goals, and you know, we just gotta keep on working hard.
Offensively, though, the last two games, 10-1 over your opponents. I know that this season the offense has really been clicking, but once again tonight, it seems like the defense stepped up too.
Yeah, I mean, after that, we weren't happy, obviously, about that first period. I think we got outplayed a little bit, and you know, we got better in the second period and a little better in the third, and you know, we could seal the deal.
What does it say though about this team when you say things like that the first period you guys weren't happy with it, you're able to adjust during the intermissions and then bounce back?
Yeah, I mean today we got pecks in the first period who saved us, but I mean for next game we gotta play good for 60 to get another win on Saturday, especially against a team like Tampa.
Cali Yarncroke there. Cali can call Pecorine Pecs. That's because that's how they refer to each other. But I'm proud of Chase McCabe. You know, I got to say, I'm proud of Chaser there. He has come a long way since we started busting his chops on this morning show.
Yes, he stuck with the protocol. He didn't say any nicknames or anything yarny or whatever. He stuck with no name. We didn't even know who he was interviewing.
So we're never going to know who he's interviewing. This is going to be a mystery every single Preds game.
I love it.
Who does Chase talk to today?
I just our little guy's growing up, Derek.
Yeah,
he's growing up.
He's right in front of our eyes.
I mean, frankly, we deserve all the credit for him being a host on the midday show in the first place, right? Like,
yes,
don't we get credit for that?
Yeah, well, you know, we groomed him. You know, we had to spank him when we needed to spank him.
Well, I didn't technically groom him. He clearly never groomed himself ever.
You know, we put him on timeout when he needed timeout.
That's true.
And now look at him. Yep. Such a grown man.
Doing professional interviews in the locker room. He's got his own show now.
Gosh, man. He's grown.
Got to set the bird loose. Let him fly, man.
I'm a pelican. Let me fly.
You went with pelican, huh? Pelican's the one you went with? Not like a like a cardinal or a blue jay. Just was, with pelican, huh?
That was, what movie was that? The guys. With the, not wise guys, but with Will Ferrell and...
what are you talking about?
Talladega Nights.
No, with Will Ferrell
just name random Will Ferrell movies. And see if you can get it.
No, when they were the officers, we just like, do a gun pop.
With Wahlberg?
Yeah, guys. Wahlberg. Do a gun pop.
Come the other guys.
When's the last time you did your gun pop?
So not to get off topic here, because Terry Crisp is going to join us coming up in a few minutes, and we'll continue to talk Preds. But every Will Ferrell, what's odd about Will Ferrell movies is even the ones that aren't that great, like that aren't super popular, like... was it Kicking and Screaming, where he was the soccer coach?
Yes.
Like, there's a couple of lines. Like, it's not a great movie. Like, I'm not going to sit down and watch the movie again. But I would pull up a couple of YouTube clips of a few moments where they're just sheer brilliance.
Yeah, try to make Mike Ditka give him a juice box.
Hey, juice box. You're a juice box, juice box. Like, I would watch that scene over and over again.
What was the name of the movie? It was something, guys.
Other guys.
The other guys. Yeah. And when they ran, they had this little Prius, I don't know. And they
Marquise said that on the show a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And they ran over the guy, and the drugs fell all over the car, and the dude died through. He's like... It's like Tony. What was it? It's like Tony. My Scarface sneezed all over your car.
when he runs out and kicking and screaming and shoves the kid down. Mm-hmm. Remember, he runs out and he just pushes the. He just runs out and like pushes a 7-year old to the ground.
Do you think
I just fell out of my
chair?
No.
Do you think with Will Ferrell that some of those things are just like. Improv, I think so. Like during the movie, he just does something, and they just keep it in there.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like Jim Carrey was a master at that, right? Like he would just all of a sudden the scene would say to go do one thing, and he'd end up doing a different thing, and it stayed in the movie.
And it stayed in the movie. Like, because even on the other guys,
knocks an 8-year-old over.
Even on the other guys, when he said he was looking at the computer and he had the shark, and he was like, "We would develop an apparatus, and we would go get the lion." I think all of that was improv. Because Mark Wahlberg was just looking at him like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah. So there's our Will Ferrell interlude. So Terry Crist coming up in just a few minutes. But Nick Cale, who's not with us today, he was...
He's still alive.
Yeah,
but
he's still alive.
But he's taking
care of two sick kiddos. Still had time to tweet about his bets on the Preds. And still had time to tweet takes in like his weird dark dungeon in his house or something. Like... Video on Twitter, very Stillman-ish. But this was his this is his take on the win last night for the Preds, correct? So even absent of the show,
yes,
Nick still has takes. Here's Nick Cale on the Preds win last night.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly here. I don't know about you, but I just watched a hockey game where that goaltender, I think his name is Pekka, just continues to play at an unbelievable level. I'm going to give you a hot take right now. Pekka Rinne, 5-0-1 in regulation, will not lose a game all season in regulation. I'm just saying. Take care.
All right, let me ask you guys this. So he loves the OJ on Twitter thing. That's obviously an homage to a guy who allegedly committed double homicide.
Thanks for implying.
I'm never gonna not mention that, so all the young people understand that this famous person on social media actually probably killed two people. But so here's the deal, Marquise. Here's my question to both of you guys. Do we take away some credit because he's just copying Stillman? Because
Stillman did it first. Was copying.
But Stillman did it first.
Simpson. So now he's...
Stillman did it first, and Nick loved it so much that he did it too. Don't you need to come up with your own thing? Like, if Stillman's already done it...
But don't we all just kind of like recycle everybody's
stuff? No, I am completely
stuff?
Original.
Now, if Nick would have did now I will say this: if Nick would have did that hot take and drove off on a golf cart, then I would have gave him a little bit step over Stillman.
If he had driven off on a golf cart, I'd be like, Nick, why aren't you at work today?
Yes. No, he should have gave a little kudos to Stillman.
You gotta pay tribute to the guy who did it better.
He should have put on a Louisville hat or something. Something.
There you go.
Knowing that Stillman
will not lose another game in regulation.
That's
a hot take.
That is truly a hot take.
I still wonder how many players did O.J. Simpson really draft in his fantasy league? He had Andrew Luck. Now he's complaining about Matt Ryan being on his team. He had Antonio Brown. I think he's just lying to us. That's right. Yes. It's O.J. Terry Crist when we come back. Derek likes this song entirely too much. Welcome back to the show. I have no idea how that is. Do you?
Cisco. I don't know.
Cisco. Damn, dude. That's way too hot to be Cisco. Waiting on Terry.
Who that dress looks scandalous?
Who is that?
I don't know who that is.
That is a Portugal man.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it.
Terry Crist will join us here momentarily. Efforting on Terry Crist. Of course, that will be brought to you by the Highland Group. We stumbled upon something. Listen, the Preds got a big win last night. They're going to be back on the ice tomorrow.
Huge win.
At Tampa Bay, pregame at 5, puck drop at 6. We got a huge Titans game coming up against Tampa, a chance to get to 500 and win back-to-back games. And, of course, Tennessee might try to salvage its season. The Volunteers against South Carolina, Auburn, LSU. A ton of stuff to discuss. But we sort of stumbled on something during the commercial break while we're waiting for Terry Crist here that I thought we wanted to float out to the audience. I might put it up as a poll question.
Yes, I think you should.
You think I should?
Yes, definitely.
Who is likely to get married sooner, Chase McCabe or Jared Stillman?
Man.
I asked you that question, and you just like sat there in dead silence.
Yes, I paused.
During the commercial break.
It actually made me pause. Like, wow. Because both of them are right around the same, sort of the
Chase
same
age. Chase is a couple years old.
Yeah, a couple years older. Oh, man.
I want to say like Stillman's 27, 28, maybe 28, just turned, and I think Chase is like 30, 31.
Yeah. Gosh. That, you know, I don't know.
I mean, give me an actual breakdown. See if you can break down the scout. What's the scouting report?
Okay, scouting report. The plus for Chase is that he's 6'4".
Big dude.
He's big dude.
Nicest human on the planet.
You know, he has some stories. He has a really good friend in Ricky.
Lots of good stories.
Yeah.
He's already got his best man picked out.
Exactly. Got his best man picked out. He has an awesome dog.
He's not going to have to stress about that.
He has an awesome dog that we saw yesterday.
Unless you're a computer.
Yeah.
If you remember, Chase McCabe's computer got eaten by a dog.
Yeah, you're right about that. He loves to travel. He travels.
It's true. He likes to go to baseball games alone.
Exactly.
Hi, my name's Chase. I go to Braves games alone.
Yeah, so
those And I are use the, nicknames in locker rooms.
Those... And he works with Weird Willie and Darren McFarlane. Those are pluses.
Those are pluses. Yeah. Is it a negative that he's too nice? But not in the marriage game.
You got to be pretty nice in the marriage game. So those are the pluses for him.
You can't play the jerk like in the marriage.
Exactly,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It works.
Typically doesn't work.
It works when you're 25 and trying to date maybe. But
you get some hot grits poured on you.
Yes. I wish my wife could make grits.
Stillman.
Now let's get to Stillman. What do you make about Stillman's game plan here?
Stillman's
I think he's brash. I think he's loud.
Opinionated.
Now he's like me in that he's a talker.
Mm-hmm. He works out,
which can go both ways with the ladies. You can talk your way into a good conversation and into a date, but then you can also talk your way out of a date as well.
He works out
a lot.
He has some cool friends.
Who's being the judge of that?
Yeah. I mean, from what I see, his friends are pretty cool, I guess.
Stillman has a nicer car.
Yeah, Stillman has a nice. No.
Stillman's got like a big old Beamer.
But I like Chase's car too. Yeah, automatic start.
Automatic start.
Yeah. gosh, that is a. What else? Stillman?
I think Chase gets married first.
He works with Floyd.
Huge plus.
Yeah, huge plus.
I think Chase gets married first.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, Marquise?
Yeah, I think Chase. Jared's just...
Jared would talk himself out of the marriage.
I think that would happen at this stage. He will grow into, as he matures and gets older, gets into his 30s. I was not mature enough to get married until I was like 33. In fact, I think most men are not ready for marriage until they're at least 30.
So I think he'll talk himself out of the marriage.
I think in the short term, yes. Uh-huh. Which means that gives, I think, 3 to 5 years for Chase to get married to win the bet.
Yeah. I would marry you, but you got to pay what you owe.
Yeah.
You got to pay what you owe.
Stillman will be like, oh, there's got to be a prenup here.
Is that what a prenup is? Pay what you owe?
I mean, basically.
He might use the word, you know, when I say he will talk himself out of the marriage, I mean, he would say stuff like, oh, you suck.
That's what I was thinking.
You would use it too many times. You can't make grit. You suck.
She's going to, during the wedding planning process, they're going to get together. Because here's the, for anyone who's engaged, let me give you some advice. For those who are not engaged yet or engaged right now, here's some advice to you. Know the difference between not caring and not having an opinion. Those are two very different things. You care deeply about everything.
Mm-hmm.
What color are the flowers? What about the dress? How about the chairs? What about the tablecloths? Mm-hmm. All of it is critically important, and you care deeply about all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You have zero opinions about any of it. So when she asks you about the color of the flowers, this is a really important decision, honey. What do you think? That is how, I don't think Stillman can do that.
You might be right about that.
She'll be like, what do you think of these flowers? And he's going to be like,
no.
Sucks.
No, Jeremy Perez should be fired.
Sucks.
No.
Wrong color.
Wrong color. Mariota's not the quarterback. No.
Do we want to go with brown chairs or white chairs? White
Neither.
Chairs suck.
Neither. Neither.
Green chairs.
Can you see Stillman with like tails? Like on the tux, you know, with the tails?
Yeah, absolutely.
At his wedding, he's got the tails, right?
Yes, he does.
A top hat, maybe?
No, not a top hat, just a tail.
McCabe could go top hat.
Yeah. Tails with a gray suit on. I see him with a gray suit.
Oh, I see a tux.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A gray tux.
A gray tux?
Yeah, I see him with a gray tux.
Do they make tuxes in gray? I guess
they
do.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
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 So Terry Crisp joining us here on the
show. Hey, Terry. What's going on?
Would be brought to you by Highland Group. Preds with a big win. We'll get back to that in a second. I just think this, we stumbled on something in the break that I think we had to bring it up. I know it's a football Friday, and we'll get back to football here in a second, but I'm going to throw it up as a poll question.
Please do.
At Braden Gall, you can get to me on Twitter there. Who do you think gets married first, Chase McCabe or Jared Stillman?
Can I tell you about my weird dream quickly? I had a weird dream yesterday, last night.
Speaking of
Stillman. This is called
vamping. Speaking of Stillman, because Stillman's weird. I had a weird dream last night, and it all centered around the Super Bowl and a halftime show.
Like your Super Bowl?
No, the upcoming Super Bowl and halftime show.
Wait, hang on. You had a dream about Jennifer Lopez and Shakira?
Yeah. Well,
you're not the only one.
Okay, I don't even know if it was Shakira, but it was somebody. And we were talking about, you know, the song and what they're going to do. And then whoever the Shakira was supposed to be, she started twerking and shaking and boom boom.
Sounds like a dream,
all
right.
And then walked on stage. And then all of a sudden, like, J-Lo appears.
Like, and start
doing,
like,
yeah, out of nowhere on the stage at the top. And start doing the same thing. And then both of them got together and started talking about, okay, no, we're going to do it like this. No, we're going to do it like that.
So this was like a pre-show planning meeting between Shakira and J-Lo?
I'm like, where's this coming from?
You know what we need to remember?
They're wearing white, too.
White. Okay, we need to remember this. We need to remember this if you got some weird premonition going on in your brain. If they both wear white during the halftime show and J-Lo enters from above.
Yeah.
And you had a dream like 4 months in advance.
That's weird, man. I'm thinking like, what is going on
here? So is there a... How did it end?
It just ended like they came down and then they just kind of, they were talking and I was listening and they just walked off.
And then A-Rod just pops up. What you doing, Derek? And then he wakes up.
Whoa. I didn't mean for you to be in the dream. No, it was just weird.
I know you think you're pretty, A-Rod, exactly, but you're not that pretty.
No, not in my dream. But it was just weird, man. I'm trying to figure out what does it mean.
I don't know what we just did for 10 minutes.
Me either. Because older people, when they have dreams, yeah, boy, I had a dream. I'm going to play the numbers 626 because I had a dream about a goldfish that was talking to me in Portuguese. I don't know. So we're going to play the number 525. Okay. So what number should I play based upon that?
Yeah, I'm not even – I don't know.
621?
Just go to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Like, go to the Super Bowl, see if you can meet Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to find out what they're wearing and how they come into the stadium
too.
Because you've just given us a really weird perception of that. All right, stick to sports coming up in just a few minutes. Preds back on the ice tomorrow night at Tampa Bay. 5 o'clock pregame.
They hadn't 6 done o'clock, quite as well during night. The weekend. So hopefully they can kind of break
good on Saturday. Stick to sports when we come back. I want to tell you guys about a great Predator sponsor, a company that I've been using now for over a year. And Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, the great folks at Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, proud sponsors of Smashville Live again, coming up next Wednesday, by the way. Going to be Ryan Johansson and Colton Sissons. So you don't want to miss that one coming up next Wednesday. Proud sponsor, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Because they know what Middle Tennessee needs. They know what Middle Tennessee wants. They love their Preds, and they like their house to be efficient, to not be stressed out about a break or a big repair that could be coming down the pipe when the wintertime hits and the weather gets really cold. Make sure you get your house checked out now. Join the Comfort Club. When the weather is mild, when your house is not working overtime, that way they can get a really accurate look at what's going on in the pipes there. And find out what's going on with the house, get you all refreshed and ready to go, make sure the house is up and running smoothly. It'll save you money on big repairs in the long run, and Spring Hill Heating and Cooling will save you money today on your efficiency bills. Your bills will go down because they will maximize your unit's efficiency, and that's always a good thing. A unit's efficiency being maximized, always a good thing. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling's proud sponsor of Smashville Live. Nearly two decades of experience in Middle Tennessee, locally owned. You can always get to the top there, my main man, Kevin. So check out the website, springhillac.com. Springhillac.com is the website. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. It's why we're not using the other guys anymore. My family only uses Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. SpringHillAC.com is the website. Tell them Braden sent you.
With somebody who loves me. That's what Chase.
No, go ahead. Bring us back.
And
no, bring us back.
Till the heat with somebody. That's what Chase and Gerald.
Gerald. We just had an, interesting conversation during the commercial break about Chase and Stillman's likelihood to get married. And I cannot repeat what was said.
Absolutely.
I cannot repeat.
Yeah, we can. But what we can repeat.
Stillman could be first to get married, but also first to
not get married.
Not be married anymore.
Absolutely.
So, that's really mean of us. We shouldn't say
that. Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
As long as she pays what she owes.
Pay what you owe. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to pay what we owe because this is the segment that everyone loves, and it's called Stick to Sports.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
Basically.
And stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
And it is brought to you by
the good folks at Decorated Den Interior. Stick with the pros at Decorated Den. When you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces, request a complimentary appointment, which is free in this world, at decoratingden.com.
Number one.
Have you guys ever been on a cruise before?
No.
This is one thing that's on my bucket list.
Twice. I don't like cruises in the Caribbean. I love the Alaska cruise.
Okay. I want to go on that one.
The Alaska cruise is awesome.
All right, so let me tell you guys a tip. Stay off the balcony. Don't hang off the balcony. Obviously, I shouldn't tell you guys that because you guys are grown men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman was removed from a cruise ship and banned for life from that cruise company because she climbed onto her balcony railing to pose a dangerous photo shoot over the ocean. So she wanted to take a selfie with the ocean in the background and put it on Instagram, hashtag hanging on or whatever the caption's going to be, and all of a sudden she gets kicked off this cruise. Can you imagine being on a cruise and they have to turn around because this idiot was hanging on a railing and you have to kick her off?
Right.
The levels people go to take selfies and photos for their social media accounts is absurd.
Like, seriously, you dummy.
Have you never seen the Titanic, woman?
Have you just, I don't know. People are just, dumb. People lose their minds for a quick second every day.
But it's all, and it's all because they have to, I need you to see how awesome my life is.
Exactly.
Give me
and
a
then you're going to go inside and you're going to get into an argument with somebody.
Awesome. Yeah, you know what life really is? Like paying bills and like having your side view mirror broken off.
Absolutely,
and,
man.
Know, arguing with your wife and changing diapers like that. You know, like that's what real
stuff
life
like
is.
That, people.
I played video games in my drawers yesterday. So
what's the,
those problems at all.
Yeah, you're good, dude. What's the, what's the commercial where the guy's sitting in the middle and he's like, don't hate like the other person's vacation. And somebody's hang gliding with or zip lining with what's the hip the rapper? What's the rapper? And he says it wrong.
Lil John.
He's like,
I said Lil Jane.
He's like,
oh
look
my
at this.
Goodness.
Look at this guy. Man, she's zip lining with Lil John. And the guy's like,
goodness.
No, man, it's Lil John. Lil John.
It's Lil John, not Lil.
Lil John. Even I knew that.
Yeah, come on, man. Well, so what do you guys post on Instagram then? Obviously.
I don't have an Instagram account.
Okay, you
I
don't.
I post of my kids. You can look at it. I post of my kids. I post I guess a lot of my stuff is the kids or stuff that I'm doing, like, I don't know.
For work. Sure as hell ain't promoting the show. That's for
Sure. Or, the 12th man, the 12th man, which I am this weekend, Titans game 12th man. So, stuff like that. Or
see,
if I'm out with, like, at a charity event like I was, the Randy Walker's charity event.
There you go.
Post pictures of that. So.
DMs are open. I've got I run my daughter's Instagram account. They have a combined Instagram account that I post pictures of them on in their voice for all of the family and friends because I don't want to use Facebook. I'm off Facebook. I don't have the app. I changed all my personal information on Facebook. You don't want to be on Facebook.
That's understandable.
So I run their account, and all I do is post pictures of the girls. Mm-hmm. It's it's in their voice, and it's for just families and friends.
I just post pictures of stuff that I'm doing. And pictures of myself. Maybe kind of selfies, but they're more so for the women and not for my friends.
If I was your age and I was single, I would have an Instagram account, no question.
Oh, hands down. It's my best feature.
Your best feature is your Instagram account? Oh, my God. Is the problem with people.
Gotta
go
hit them
two.
Angles, man.
Oh, wow.
God bless. What's your best feature? Oh, my personality. I'm smart. I work hard.
I got a fire
I'm kind.
Instagram
I've got
account.
A big heart. I've got a great family. A million things. No, my Instagram account.
My Instagram
feature.
Account is flames. I'm just
there. You go.
Not
on
kidding.
Fleek.
It's all
my fault.
Don't do that. Yeah. Come on, Derek. I told you about this yesterday. All right. So an Illinois man was arrested yesterday for allegedly giving cops his fake name. But the only problem is this guy had his name tattooed on his neck. And I love tattoos. I got tattoos,
yeah,
obviously.
You don't have a neck tattoo, though. Right?
I don't have any neck tattoos. That's a little weird. Or face tattoos, for that matter. But
I have three. You don't have any, right?
I have two.
You have two?
Yeah.
You know what his name was on his neck tattoo? Matty B.
Is that the chicken place?
Matty B. No, that's the...
Matt, okay, you're giving the officers your wrong name, but then on your neck is your real name. Yeah, you are a dummy. First, you're a dummy for getting your name tattered on your neck.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
And then, secondly, you're a dummy for giving officers your own name.
Look, I think neck tattoos look silly, but I'm like an old, boring white dude. And so if people, like, I'm not going to judge anybody who wants to do anything.
People.
Like,
if
you want a neck
that,
tattoo, go get a neck tattoo.
Get a face tattoo if you want to. I'm not going to judge you. If you're a nice person, you're a nice person.
A face
but
tattoo?
I wouldn't do it.
Right, exactly.
What if I get a face tattoo of my face.
What?
Face off.
So it looks like we're gonna take the face off.
Yes. What if I got a face tattoo of my face?
What if you had Chase's? What if you had Chase's face tattooed on your face?
Mm,
now that would be good.
It would be.
Derek wants to be more handsome.
Yeah. So
McCabe Mason.
McCabe. By the way, chiming in yesterday, we said we were done with him. Quote, yet once again, I'm a part of their content. They have nothing without me. We made you, Chase. Shut up. Number three, please.
Number three.
All right. So are you guys, because obviously Halloween's coming up. So do you guys live in that type of neighborhood that has a bunch of just decorations?
Yes.
Everybody goes overboard and over the top with their decorations for
Halloween?
People
drive down our street and take pictures. Like, they come to our street on purpose to take photos of the stuff going on our street. We've got so much craziness. Like mechanical moving body parts and spiders like bodies dangling from trees.
That's
and like a cornfield in front of one guy's yard that you have to like walk through to get to the front door. Like, it is, we did not know this when we moved to here over a year ago. It is insane. Mm-hmm. But I love it because the girls love it.
So there was a man in Georgia that had to put a censor on his Halloween decoration because he had a pumpkin man who was basically mooning and then the butt is supposed to be the two pumpkins. So he has two pumpkins as the butt cheeks, and it's a pumpkin man that's dressed up.
Why is that?
Pumpkin
it's not that offensive. It's just some pumpkins.
He had to take it down because people were offended by it, and people in the neighborhood complained. And
everybody's offended by everything.
Yeah. And then one of the quotes says that we have more than new neighbors, and we have small children moving in here. So we found that very offensive that if we have new people moving in, and we have small children coming around here, that you have a pumpkin man with his pumpkin butt cheeks up.
It's Halloween, and it's only going to be up for maybe, 14 days?
3 weeks at most.
Yeah.
Just for that, I'll keep it up for a year.
Keep it up. I mean, do we have to abide by the HOAs?
I don't have an HOA.
See, if you don't have an HOA.
See, that's what his problem was, that the HOA got.
See, that'll get you every time.
Yeah,
dude.
That'll get you every time.
And you're paying them to get you, too.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. You got some grass mowed a little bit and take care of the pool. But other than that,
let him live. Let him live his best night life. If you want to have a pumpkin man with a pumpkin butt, let him have a pumpkin man with a pumpkin butt.
There's too much offensive. People are too offended at pumpkins this season. There's too many
stories
out there.
Let pumpkins live, man. I want a pumpkin butt.
There was a pumpkin joke I was going to say, but we'll keep
something about pumpkin lives matter.
Yes.
I knew where you're going. I'll take the eat. It's fine. People are too offended by everything.
Sometimes you got to back that pumpkin up.
Girl, you look good. Why don't you back that pumpkin up?
Was Shakira in your dream?
As a pumpkin?
Shakira in your dream was dressed as a pumpkin?
Exactly.
All right, so final one, guys. So now, how much money did you guys save up by the age of 25?
That's a personal question.
I
have no idea. Probably not much for me. Derek, you're probably into your second contract.
No, I was.
It's different for you.
I was still
in
my first contract, so I guess I saved up some money.
A good chunk of change.
Yeah, a good chunk of change.
So there's
a survey. Don't count as a real human at that point.
Yeah, there's a survey that says that 16% of millennials between the ages of 23 and 37 now have $100,000 in savings.
I thought you were about to say $100,000 in debt.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know. That's.
I mean, we've got crippling student loan debt right now as a country.
How did they save up all that money?
I didn't have a single penny of that.
Yeah, parents.
If I had like $8,000 in my savings account,
when I was 25, yeah, it's like goodness, you're just getting out of school.
Yeah, I've been working.
Y'all saving up that money.
I'm not even sure I'd move to take my first official job. Yeah, I think I was here at 25. I started working at Rivals, I think, at like 24.
Uh huh.
But I was making like nothing.
Yeah,
working in Brentwood, Tennessee. You're not gonna make any saving
What's
money.
What's going on here, man? We need to figure out what they're doing.
Look, if I'm getting calls from Wells Fargo about spending money on some $80 Nikes, you know I ain't got no money saved up for real. So,
well, you work in sports media, so
yeah. Thank you for that, Braden. I try to.
We all in here together. Except for Derek. He played in the NFL.
We all in this thing together.
And then he pulls off at his Range Rover.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm walking to the bus stop. All right, boss. See you later.
Hey, I'll take you on.
Early poll results. 81% of who gets married first, Jared Stillman or Chase McCabe. 81% of the vote goes to Chase McCabe.
Of course, man. That's an easy question.
Polls up on my Twitter account there.
And it's no offense to either guy. Like I like Jared, but you know Chase is a nice guy.
No, I think both are wonderful people. I have no problems with either one of them. I just find it interesting that we stumped ourselves in the middle of a break asking which one will get married first.
Exactly.
When we come back, final thoughts on Bucks and the Titans, as well as South Carolina, Tennessee. What will happen this weekend? We'll get to that when we come back right here on Morning Drive.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.